USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The suspect in a mass shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus has been confirmed dead, as announced by the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. The department noted the discovery of the deceased suspect and indicated the presence of multiple victims. This student was nearby and tells Fox 5 Vegas,
"It's weird to have in real life, because you see all these school shooting stuff always, and I'm like, I kind of knew it was going to happen to me one day, but it's weird to have it real. It's scary, and it's real, and it needs to be taken seriously. And it's like this is like my actual life, you know? It's crazy."
There is still a significant law enforcement presence around the scene at UNLV. According to U.S. officials, a drone from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen was intercepted and shot down by an American warship. The incident occurred in the southern Red Sea with no reported damage to the USS Mason or injuries to its personnel. The unmanned aerial vehicle was approaching the ship, prompting the ship's commander to perceive it as a threat and have it shot down. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that even after the conclusion of the Israel-Hamas war, his forces must maintain security control over the Gaza Strip. The conflict has entered its 61st day since Hamas initiated a surprise attack against Israel back on October 7th. President Biden underscored the critical need for additional U.S. aid to Ukraine, cautioning that the country could face dire consequences without it.
"Congress needs to pass supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday recess. Simple as that."
Speaking from the White House, Biden expressed apprehension that failure to provide sufficient aid might lead to a situation where U.S. troops have to get involved. And tonight, the fourth Republican presidential debate is scheduled to take place at 7 p.m. Eastern at the University of Alabama. Frontrunner Donald Trump will not be participating, but there will be four other candidates who will be sharing the stage. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Speaking at the Tribal Nations Summit in Washington, D.C. today, President Biden emphasized that tribal nations in the U.S. have received record investments during his tenure.
"These transformational investments are going to help tribes, but they help all Americans. We know the federal dollars are vital to your communities in order to be able to thrive."
Biden asserted that his administration is surpassing others in its efforts to support Native Americans. He also stated that he is actively working to streamline bureaucratic processes, aiming to expedite funding to tribes more efficiently. A pregnant Texas woman who says her unborn baby has a genetic condition and carrying the child to term could threaten her own life filed suit against the state of Texas on Tuesday, asking a court to declare she has the right to terminate the pregnancy. Kate Cox said the state's current abortion ban puts her husband and her gynecologist at legal risk if she has an abortion in Texas. Her baby has been diagnosed with trisomy 18, a chromosomal condition that causes severe birth defects. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a special election to replace Republican Long Island Congressman George Santos. It is set to be held on Tuesday, February 13th. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they are trying to avoid another Santos line scenario by closely vetting potential candidates' credentials. And Time's Person of the Year for 2023 is Taylor Swift. She had her biggest year ever, with some saying her worth has skyrocketed to over $1 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.